Here in Idaho and much of the United States, families are facing food insecurity. And even though many of the people in this situation are employed, they are still unsure of where their next meal will come from. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Kate Nelson, City of Boise Director of Community Partnerships, to take a look at a new grant that could help fill an important gap in our local food systems.
Up top, let's talk about who we are talking about here. Do you have a sense of food insecurity, of putting a face to that?
We do. And to be honest, it surprised me when we first went out to the community to get feedback. You know, what are the most important and pressing needs that our community members are feeling? This was in late 2021, and there were a number of listening sessions and surveys put out to the community. And what we heard from them resoundingly across, you know, the Boise geographically and different age groups, different professions, was that food insecurity was one of the top areas of need that our residents are facing today.
I want to key in on, you mentioned professions. Lest we think that we're talking about the unemployed, we are talking about the employed and many folks who might have multiple jobs just to keep the lights on.
Absolutely. I think with rare exception, the individuals that we spoke to and articulated a need for food and food security were working multiple jobs and all employed or are on fixed incomes, being older individuals in our community.
So let's dive into the news here. And it's our understanding that there are new grants in the pipeline. These are what, ARPA funds?
Correct. These are ARPA funds. So the City of Boise received $35 million in ARPA funds. And Mayor McLean and City Council felt it was very important to, again, understand the community need by going out and asking what our residents are feeling. So as a result of that feedback I mentioned, we landed on five areas of need. And I think what is really kind of an unprecedented move, the mayor and council elected to allocate over $10 million to go directly to the community, knowing that we have fantastic partners that are either already working on some of these issues and could really benefit from additional financial support, or, you know, make sure that it's going directly into the hands of residents so that they experience more economic stability. So this is one of the ways that we are addressing those needs, you know, particularly with food insecurity.
So let's talk about partners. The most obvious thing I can think of is a food bank, but can you give me some real world examples of who else might use these funds?
So as we talk about like the who of what the who really is experiencing food insecurity, I'd like to provide a little more context there. So yeah. During one of my meetings that was not related to ARPA funds or food insecurity, I was speaking with the founders and operators of the Native American Coalition of Boise, a wonderful grassroots organization that has been around for decades. And they shared with me some really heartbreaking stories of individuals that are older, that are living on fixed income, that do not have reliable transportation or difficulty accessing transportation because maybe they live off the bus line. And with the increase in food costs, are not getting nutritious food. They have really been pushed to, dumpster dive, to go into the dumpsters at their apartment complexes, or go to apartment complexes where they have noticed like word has gotten out that there is good food being thrown out. And I think that's just such an important picture for us to have in mind that there are people next door to us in our communities, in every single neighborhood across Boise, where there is food insecurity.
So that's really interesting. This could then create new hubs.
Exactly. So this is, I think, a very, very exciting opportunity that looks at all the different intersections of really our food system. So while the end result provides kind of new meaning to the phrase farm to table, I think it's this is such a unique opportunity because we are really hoping and intending for these funds to tie together all the different threads. You know, we have a very robust, you know, agricultural system here and lots of small entrepreneurs and farmers that produce excellent food. And we want to ensure that their food is getting to the tables of those that really need it, you know, that has a significant impact on reducing carbon emissions with food that's produced here locally, not having long transport routes. And we want to make sure that farmers who have also experienced hardship as a result of the COVID pandemic are bolstered so that they continue to operate and be successful, starting there all the way to the distribution system and really getting into the specific locations across the city that are underserved and making sure that it's accessible is the intent of this funding.
That's so interesting that you mentioned the farmers, because I'm guessing that's the sustainability part of this, right?
It certainly is part of the sustainability. We are also wanting to electrify the distribution system so that the organizations or drivers that are moving food from one place to another are able to do so to reduce food waste while also, you know, ensuring that they're not contributing to the climate impact.
So this can't happen soon enough. So can you even generally give us a sense of timing on this?
Absolutely. We are so excited that the grant period opened last week. So we are actively looking for applications. That grant period will be open until October 31st. And this first phase is to allow an organization the opportunity to plan to bring numerous entities together. You know, looking at the spoken hub model, we are looking for that hub to develop a strategic plan. And then the second part of the phase is the implementation of that strategic plan that, you know, in total, we are allocating $1.5 million to this project.
All notes aside, isn't it stunning that year in and year out, pandemic or not, of how many families in general, but kids in particular, go to bed hungry here in Idaho, where we have an abundance of food?
It is. And I think many organizations locally deserve credit for really seeing the pandemic as an opportunity to step up and address childhood hunger. Yeah. The Boise School District, our community schools, United Way Treasure Valley, City of Good, City Light, have dedicated many resources and time to ensuring that children in Boise and the Treasure Valley do not go to bed hungry. That said, it is not acceptable for a single child to go to bed hungry or frankly, just not know when they will have access to a meal next. And we certainly know that this is not the case, that there are children struggling to have access to healthy, fresh food on a regular basis. And so it's important that we continue to focus on addressing that.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, talking with Kate Nilsson, City of Boise Director of Community Partnerships, about food insecurity in Boise.